talking Greek or speaking Greek. But the people can keep trying to say that. But if they are not comfortable in Spanish, we will move on with the next one. Initially, we were supposed to take almost the whole day. But we have to go to Parliament because we have just visited today, called by the President of the Parliament, the American Assembly, by that time. So we tried then and squeezed the two reports, and we appreciate if the presenter cannot just read where to wait tonight and just try to give us a comfortable summary so that we can then engage with the report. Otherwise, if we go week by week, slide by slide, we won't finish by one later. I'm going to start with the introduction. We leave it to the CES, Chairman, Delegated Council, the Chairman. The Chairman will show me then the interview with him. If you think that I'm not sure how we're going to do it, but I think it's up to you. I think that you've got a letter for the committee.
Agency of South Africa, which is a licensing agency for outreach, people want to explore around inside the country or offshore, they go to the Federal Aviation Agency and they give them the license. Because it's an area, South African National Institute of Energy Research, this organization was formed because there was a shortage of energy skills in the country. That's called, you know, that's called stopping the other steps in the and the CSIR has stopped the government. So it was felt that time it is that this skill and that somebody is investing heavily in skills without an interest in anything. That's what they say, you know, about this, our flagship, one of the few for a long time, only just to be with commercial plants in the world. Self-carbon is a company which was formed in order to monetize the savings we get from the emissions, you know, with the division they call ETC. That is a division that is doing a lot of work in energy development and to save emissions and self-carbon self-emissions. OPC is an oil pollution company which was formed in order to take care of the pollution around Santana and Cape Town. In heaven, there is no oil pollution control happening in the SPM. Somebody is active for the Santana, you cannot decide from the vessel without the oil pollution people putting their boots and making sure that there is no leakage. And the next thing is important, African Exploration and Mining Company. This company has been here for a long time, and Genesis arises from SFF. I mentioned SFF. SFF has stored the crude in boxes in Bumana. And then the mines around where the crude was stored were expropriated and given to SFF. And then we took all those mines and put them into African Exploration. And is now mostly in coal mining, but in other companies, I'm sure they're pretty good at it. And then for EGAS is the South African gas development company, and it's major project now with the partnership with Sasol and the Republic of Mozambique. Because the pipeline comes from northern Mozambique to Secunda, and we have a 25% shareholding there. I must say, the company is also involved in other infrastructure projects to make sure that gas is widely used in the country. That has made a project with several forms. And then at the end, there was Eastern Energy. This company was formed around energy efficiency and renewable energy projects in the North Mandela metropolitan area. Because they came to us and wanted the solution, because as you all know, there is a shortage of power in that area. So working together with that municipality to provide them with some solutions to their needs. As you can see, our business is divided into renewable energy projects and the conventional fossil energy projects. And then the third one is what some cross-cutting energy related issues, which I will highlight. May I just say that we did fix up this, I don't know how many people who told us must give the power to the time specifically. So let's take about 10 to 15 minutes and then we'll take the next one. What are the figures?
No, we are discussing the air report.
Yes.
We hope that we will be able to see the energy in all of them. I'm not sure who said the special issue, but I agree. They are the biggest or they are the lightest. But if we can just give the company the same as well, not have to do it one night.
Yeah. Okay. And then this is the area of the process. You have to make it conventional fossil food and the cross-cutting energy-related issues. And I just said, Chair, for a long time, CERF as a group was focused on fossil fuels. We were an oil company. area of the US Academy, using our experience and the losses which we generate in the opportunity. The ETC, which is the division of the Israeli commercial project and development project in the New York region. The commercial project is a project which has to meet commercial categories, it has to last profitably. And then the development project, we got a directive here in 2003 that we must move in this direction. And the development project, a project which does not necessarily meet commercial aid, but a project which we will pursue because they are good for the society. I'll give examples of two.
The augmented instrument, where does the nation that represents it? If the value of private sector is more than an island before, I think that would help us then, and also give us some, tangible type of, but if you can ask another language, this project, whatever, you must tell us, from last year to now, why is it not going to be able to do? In terms of what was then allocated, they were discussing the IUR report. But where is this decision?
You want to have copy of it?
These are big companies that are going to deal with this. Are you expecting us again to have that sharp mind to come all of this? Who is speaking? Because it was a hard copy of the report, but I think it's better if you have a copy of the resolution. I think it's better to sometimes see, isn't it? And go to the key project and key issues.
Because we got the annual report, we were only focused on the numbers. And this is just our suggestion, but we do have some hard copy. This was just to give you the background. And then the highlight for the year is, because I mentioned that we bring new energy projects, and these are new projects, which at the present moment are not generating any income. We have managed over the past year to ensure the rights to all the renewable energy in the metropolis. And we have progressed the landfill gas project to the extent where we are finishing the feasibility studies and the environmental impact assessment studies. We have been also in the past year developing the solar water project in Nelson Mandela Bay and in Nehru Bay. Nelson Mandela Bay has contracted us to install 100,000 solar water heaters in the area, and Ebuhuleni municipality has contracted us to roll out 300,000 solar water heaters there. We have designed some imagine if it's financing mechanism to roll out this so that it can be available to many people within this area. And then on the development side, we have progressed the Bata Zemamakogo project for the department and demonstrated it to 40,000 people. Because the aim of the department, this is a development project, one of those projects where I mentioned that we do not aim to generate any income. But the department wanted us to do this and did it to over 40,000 people. And the aim is that the users of this great vehicle will adopt this method of making fire. Same Paraffin Appliance project is also progressed for the department to the extent that it was recently by the minister in Southern KwaZulu-Natal. On the conventional energy plan, we have maintained the strategic oil stocks of the country at 7.3 million barrels in Saldana. We've managed environmental responsibilities and liabilities without any incident, both in Saldana and in Oakley. Because in Oakley, Madam Chair, the crude that was stored there is a potential environmental disaster. So we have to maintain that by pumping out the water so that it doesn't spread into the surrounding areas. We've been expanding, we have expanded the pipeline capacity through compressor investment in the Rocco pipeline in Mozambique, and this was commissioned recently. And we've been developing, and we have developed them to exploit coal resources under African exploration in the Mpumalanga area. And we have, on a continuing basis, managed the petroleum licensing around the coast of Africa. And then we've got some cross-cutting issues, that is the one for the fossil fuel. We'll continue the development of energy research hub. We established an energy research hub very in the middle of Stellenbosch. The hub, the medical paper is seeing, is the main activity for the energy research. And then the surrounding universities and technical collaborate with the hub in doing some secondary or aligned research. We've supported over 20 postgraduate students, PhD students in these universities. This was the nerve of establishing Saveri because of the shortage of energy research skills. And we have also embarked on a number of energy R&D projects, including clean coal research and coal carbon capture and storage. I mean, that means that over the past year, we launched successfully yesterday the South African carbon capture and storage unit. We've had a number of interactions on energy efficiency projects, including establishing an energy efficiency hub at the University of Pretoria. We've developed a capacity in itself to trade on the certified emission reduction that we generate, and establish an office in London, which is a center for trading carbon emissions. And this, let us say, our state, is to take advantage of the CDM mechanism, which is part of the Kyoto Protocol. We have also, in collaboration with NORAD, which is the Norwegian Development Agency, we set up a company called Carbon Stream Africa. Carbon Stream Africa, if I would say this, Madam Chair, is a company that is going to do all the work in relation to the certification of CDM projects in South Africa. Because one of the most difficult things about selling carbon is to certify your project. The United Nations is a large bureaucracy, and some of the steps take a long time. And in the country, we don't have that expertise. So, together with the Norwegian, we set up this organization, training the sponsors are paying 4 or 5 cyclists to be able to do this themselves. Because the cost of doing a carbon certification is about 50,000 euros each. So if we do this, we will realize the money is going to accrue to South Africa now. We are not going to pay out to foreigners because there is no kind of investment, there is no company doing it here, but we are going to do it ourselves. So we established capacity here in South Africa over the past year. In relation to SASA, Madam Chair, we are happy to report that we are continuing to break the barriers for similar digital budget companies to enter into the energy industry. We as SASA have signed some MOUs with all the oil companies, and the all MOUs, the oil companies now have committed themselves for the first time in setting aside some billions for the previous year to establish according to the provisions of the charter. Now, Madam Chair, I present the income statement for the year ended March 2009 for the group. On the right, the company and the group. I indicated that if you look at the revenue on the private side, the company is not generating any revenue at the present moment, which is why I was alluding to the development project that we started, so that we, as a company, as a 32 right now, can be able to generate money and income for the whole group. Having been said to the board that despite that, the profit recorded for the year of over 2 million rand. Again, Madam Chair, analysis for the year. Highlights of the balance sheet will be support the cash and cash accrual and show the cash at hand at the close of the financial year for 16 billion rand.
Number 2 is for the commission. Number 1 is for the
4, operator. Number 234. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. On the skill side, we continue to develop skills and empower women. We have a center of excellence in most of the world, which takes assistance in various skills like electricians, particles, workers, volunteers, and we train 280 artisans. And then we also give them the opportunity to come and train in our final practical during the shutdown and during the normal course of our operation, so that they can eventually get certificate with completion of the practical experience. I think the only constraint there is the shortage of classrooms. So we are looking at how we can expand so we can attract more students. We ordered bachelor's in science and engineering studies at universities across South Africa, and specifically on a master's program in geophysics, chemistry, and leadership for women. And the battery is also with a program between the University of 15 and the city where we sponsor studies in petroleum engineering and geology. So we also sponsor that one. We also plan potentially on corporate social investment initiatives, CSI. Our concentration is mainly on education, where we assist in putting information technology like computers and access to the internet, and also assist in adding additional classes at specialty disadvantaged schools and rural communities and even grade schools. We assist in
government that is using to now on the river estuaries around our operation, and also in the disaster area after big storms and or flood, and we participate in helping to put a clinic and emergency center here. I think there is a close at the corner of the intersection when the county is up, or to the Eastern Cape or to the Southern Cape. I think it's a high accident place that we have to put a high tech system so that they can put the same lab. And I think we have seen the benefits of that, that now we don't have to fly to Cape Town if we have an accident there. And then we participate across the country on aid initiative and support clinic and the training on aid rehabilitation issues. And then community development, we assist the social workers with these groups, we bring in the community to actually get train the groups together the project and then we train them on how to participate in the training of the groups. And then the key strategic focus that the world is based on is based on key areas, sustainability initiatives, growth initiatives, and transformation. And then on sustainability, it means it's all the processes that are dedicated in making sure that the Montauk Bay operations operate beyond 2011. We have kept that we can commercially operate up to 2011. And beyond that, we have other initiatives that will assist to take us to 2015. One of those projects, we call it Project Jordan, but it's an extensive training program and appraisal of gas around our coast, especially starting in Southern Cape. And then to complement that, the stock gas, because we do not have sufficient indigenous gas, we're looking at the project of importing liquefied natural gas into the Bay, and the combination of two, because the partnership is very expensive, unless we can combine it with the indigenous gas, which we call cake gas. Then it operates the price that the project as our forward gas used for the estimation of medium to long term group prices will be commercial. And over and above that, due to the financial meltdown, we undertook cost cutting in order to be able to afford good oil prices at below $50. I think it was a bad part when that happened. And we had to relook at all our capital projects, of course, Africa and in Canada, as well as our operation. And then we undertook an extensive preparation for the shutdown, which is already starting up now. It should be in full production by next week. And then on both initiatives, we are looking at various projects which we did on upstream areas increased. Hence, why we are actually took position in the upstream in countries like Egypt, which were in Mozambique, and even here in South Africa, on the cross, is to be able to increase our reserves so that we can supplement on the sustainability initiatives and support projects like the final project. However, due to the constraints of capital investment, we looked at those, we were in the past only able to access exploration projects. We're now looking at opportunities whether we can access producing, which means we have to buy in and acquire producing opportunities so that we can advance. They are expensive compared to exploration projects. And then on transformation, the emphasis is on broad-based economic empowerment, as well as skills acquisition and retention. And then the group management framework is more to align our policies. I think since the merger, we've been relooking at the gaps on how we actually run the organization. So we put that project together to simplify the processes and integrate the upstream training as well as the refining operation into one system, which will then culminate into higher the information technology. The sustainability work progressed to just when we finished training with our first project. I think the key concern in that project is the cost of about that project. We anticipated about the 300 BCF. We could not achieve that after appraisal due to the kind of pressure that we have here in Portland. The recovery rates are lower than the world, in some areas in the world. On average, we expect that we should recover 30% of what is in the ground, but ours is between 5% and 30%. Hence, we will know the input to the gas is there, but we can't get it out. As I highlighted, we are also looking at importing LNG. We are busy with the EIA, this year has been under report, and we should finalize that by first half of next year, the approval processes. On the other hand, there's a lot of interaction with the communities of the stories and interested parties. The key element is that is the set of infrastructure that we bring liquefied natural gas. So there are a lot of issues. We are even having engagement with the NAS because we don't have a short regulation regulating the liquefied natural gas. We are negotiating with the potential supplier who will supply for the period that we want LNG. We only could put in place what we call temporary facilities. We have floating ships which will store the liquefied natural gas as it is transported into South Africa and also identify native places that we can use within our plant. That project combined with Project Chabran should take us at least 2016. And as part of that, to sustain ourselves, we have embarked on a new project, which we call it a liquid speed, that can take us beyond 2016 and it will give the life of the plan to whatever we can afford for maintenance and capital investment to keep it going. We also undertook, as I said, capital and operation cost cutting, where we reviewed all our operations and what we have. We will finalize all those processes. They will also support the importation of the LNG. So this will form the final result, will form part of the annual report from 2010. But all the work actually happened in the past financial year. Now, these were the preparations of the shutdown, which are highlighted that we have completed the mechanical work. We are now starting up bringing in the gas slowly, which will be up and running by the end of next week. Security of supply, the project that we undertook after the problem that we experienced in 2005 during the peak season. We looked at CDI and we eventually decided that a good refinery in this time would be most appropriate to actually meet the needs of the security of supply due to the availability of technology. We call it commercial now, technology that is available. The cost of the project, you can get more out of the group refinery than the other projects. You also get just A1 out of the group, whereas you need special approval if you use synthetic gas to produce fuel. And the investment cost is why you get in volume almost 2.5 times. And the same capital investment. So it's more attractive to the $11 billion for the capacity that we look at. And we can also achieve clean fuels of high environmental standards. You can even match Europe, depending on the regulatory framework that we're doing. We expect that project to be in operation by the second quarter of 2015. The major benefits will create opportunities for skills development both on the job as well as on through the Center of Excellence. We create a lot of jobs directly and indirectly, and then we assist also in the rural development as the area where the project we anticipate it will be is semi-urban, the large area which is a rural area, and also to improve the power and water supply because we will be located closer to the sea and we require fresh water as part of the system that is required in refining. And then we have to also on the poverty alleviation, economic development through sustainable employment and creating other opportunities which may be indirect through the operation. It will also assist in boosting subject for a direct investment as part of a joint venture relationship to the project, and we have developed an extensive plan on how we will incorporate the previous field advantage along the whole value chain of this project. As an indication on our market analysis, we put the regional sector and stronger to the data during construction, which will require around 10,000 accidents, trained accidents to be able to construct it. And there will be 15,000 permanent direct and indirect jobs. And then only if continuous operation will support enterprise development. And then we'll also look at building so that we can actually have the accidents that are required even during construction. Beyond the construction after when we operate the plant, we own every day site is going to shut down, so we need those skills. So we look at building a center of excellence that region, we should take anyone from the country, and thereby introducing the skills development. As part of the byproducts, we should be able to generate 800 megawatts, and the final one is 200, so that the next 600 megawatts, which we negotiate with the Department of Energy, so that we are able to put it into the system. As an option, if there is insufficient water pressure in the system, there is an option to put a desalination plant, because we have FFP, and we can also plan a petroleum coke, and assist in actually producing fresh water. I think I will leave it there and give you details now on the consolidated financial statement for this improvement of the community.
This slide is the COE indicated that the year under the view has been a year of two halves regarding the crude price. On this slide, that is now indicated we had a very strong revenue growth despite the two halves. On average, the crude price was favorable to us. So, hence the growth of revenue by 18%. However, the cost of sales has increased by 24%. Again, that is due to the fact that to supplement our indigenous production, we had to import finished products, which had a tendency of diluting our returns, because that one responds directly, that is the input cost responds directly to the food price. So there was an element of margin business which diluted our business, hence the cost of sales grew more than the revenue. Again, of note on this slide is other operating expenses, which grew by 127%. Part of those operating expenses are exploration expenses, which is the effort of increasing or finding reserves elsewhere. We had the exploration commitment in various countries, which had to be honored in the year under review. Such countries are Sudan, Equatorial Guinea, and Gabon. So those costs are not the costs that are going to take place in the following year. Or those are the costs which we do commitment, which we intend. Those are not running costs, because what we are doing is that we say, wow, Petroleum SA do control costs. The running cost is to say a cost will be controlled by our cost cutting measure, those are the safety costs for exploration activity. And then when it comes to the balance sheet, So again, in summary, on this slide, it shows that revenue growth of 2% from 1.9 to 1.956. When it comes to the balance sheet, we still are able to show a very strong balance sheet, despite the fact that the bulk of our revenue is generated by one asset, which is our DPL plant in North America. And then the group CEO indicated on the group balance sheet, the company or the group is quite liquid. I think they will be showing a cash reserve of about 16 billion. 12 billion of that is contributed by temporary sales. That 12 billion is waiting for a project to take off. Such projects, again, the CEO mentioned some of them, the cruise refinery in Goa, and also the LNG project, also an attempt for a downstream entity, which goes hand in hand with our cruise refinery on the Congo project and the studies again have been finalized regarding the medium to long term future of the multiple plant, which is again the two projects which already have been mentioned by the CEO, the energy, which is a more extraordinary towards the eco development for the underlying project. So we're quite happy that we have a strong balance sheet, which is which serves as a springboard for all these projects which are coming up. Again, in conclusion, Honorable Chair, the year that we have just that we are working on, we were faced with a very tough operating environment, the global recession, which has a direct impact on commodity prices, which is in our case in crude, and also declining gas feedstock reserve, which is our indigenous feedstock from the South Coast team. Oil price fluctuations, as I mentioned. And also for us, I'm always reluctant to mention this, the unfavorable dollar, trend dollar exchange rate. That is fair, I may have mentioned, for us is the company when the rent gets weaker, we tend to generate more revenue, and when the rent is getting stronger, our revenue shrinks in a way. We made a good progress on all key strategic initiatives, and we made profitable, and we continue supporting the government in fight for economic development, job creation, poverty alleviation, and the social supply through our various projects such as the CSI, the Center of Excellence, etc. Chairman, I will just end my presentation, which tends to attract the highlights of what is contained in the annual report. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for the description. I'm then here from the members of the Commission for questions, for questions. In the reporting for 2018, well, it's a question of the reporting isn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's
all
right.
So it can't just be an issue that is emphasized by the government, taking into account that yes, we have the international agenda of whatever last year, but I mean, here next year, a unique impact, isn't it?
No, the chair of Rotterdam is first 6 months you hit the peak of 147
okay.
But in the next 6 months by December you hit the lowest of $33 and all our sales are based on the crude price and the average for the previous month. So in January we actually averaged the price of the China, so it hit us. In fact, when we came back, we had to relook at all our projects and costs from January. And then to do a lot, even our corporate plan for this year has been delayed because we reviewed everything if the group by state. And it started picking up by March. So that's why we said it's a 2 year, because our year ends in March before the agreement 2009. So we have 6 months from March to September, which was good, and from September to March, we had a disaster.
But it's fine, I think the most times I think all in all and whatever affects you. But all in all, I'm saying that if we discuss that game between you and the understand partly that the judge has the larger part of the report covers 2008. Because this is the side to what the government is making, and all that. But I hope for next year, I'm sure we can look forward to that.
Yeah.
Next. Yeah, okay.
My question is that I want to check what is the impact of the market problem that we have in the skills that are trying to develop in terms of the energy for women. If you try to wage and get an interest, and that's meant to say whether it's giving you good results or not. The other question is that what kind of the when you selected the candidate, right? And that you choose candidate from, I think it was from the Western Cape for this program. When you use the case for this program, what criteria do you use for the making this election in terms of the candidate?
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the information that you brought now. Just got a few questions. My first question would be, you spoke of water. Where have you done this? Which from or which rural area? The other one which I would like to know is you spoke about a lot of rural areas for skills training and rural development. Can you come in and can you just explain which area I see here only in Eastern Cape? Are there any other provinces or rural areas where you have gone to? The last one is about the first presenter about the PhD students. How do you help those students? Are they from disadvantage communities, or I think just bright students also. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chair, and thanks for the main time to the project in this one. Just a couple of questions to you now. I start from the back. It's actually good to listen to a company that is doing well. We have a company that functions, partnership, and the money is needed, and that's also well done to you guys. This question. 6 months into your new year, 2009-2010, what are the youth and youth, how do we look like at the end of our relationship? And regarding that, regarding the dollar exchange thing, that the company engaged in hedging, which is one of the effects of that. The other questions are related to the jobs in front of us. I just want to raise a flag. Many times when we go into projects, we already put job creation right up there. And of course, we rarely have a new target. Are you sure that you can make those targets? Are you not raising expectations that may not be met? Professional job creation is the biggest challenge for you. The other one, which can actually be quite a problem, an issue, and I'm glad that she was able to highlight it, the whole issue of the EIA, the engagement with the communities, the direction that you could trip up on this one, because you know, many of them have tripped up on the EIA. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to agree with Mr. Gustavo. Any company that can pay a dividend of 725 million, I think in some of your people we need to send to EPCO. Perhaps you could have an outbreak on that. On a more serious note, I don't want to talk about Petrobras, I just want to go back to the CEF. I'm interested in the renewable sector. If I'm correct, it's EFF. The company that's working on the renewable. I just want to know if you really think currently this can be profitable. Why I'm asking that if you look at the current situation surrounding the selling of renewable energy, where the feed-in tariff that was paid by NASA is much higher than the current cost of electricity in the country. So if you can just tell me if that's not going to be a liability to the company, or do you believe that the decision can be made abroad? Thank you, Manager. Sure.
Coming
going towards synergistic advantage, but we also look at the critical skill factor in our business, which is going to apply that as well to the business requirements. One of the challenges and barriers is the ability to attract women to those offices, to obviously to make sure that all of them are going to work and continue to do this. But the key is that there's a strong improvement in that, so yes, it's across the various centers in terms of population, but I hope that answers the question you mentioned to us, trying to actually improve the representation. And there are certain things that are something we could have considered more specific by people that are going to be developed as well. So you can, what we have to do is according to the intervention criteria, I think we should take cognizance that I think we find that students who are from disadvantaged, who are there at disadvantaged schools in mathematics and science, what I don't know, but that they seem to produce very good results. So I think on the academic side, I don't think it's a problem. And they all successfully met. So if the criteria is affordability, the where they come from, the performance, affordability in financial terms, the performance, how you perform in your metric or whatever, how you perform as well. But the confidence is positive on that, so I think it makes it simpler for everyone. And then the emphasis is to identify potential women who can actually participate in the program. And over and above that, we make available during their studies our facilities that they can train practically now, and we assign them to experts in the field. And if we can't do that within the USA, through our partners who actually provide services and supplies to our agreements, that we send these people for training anywhere in international. And so today, we want to expose them to their students, to their external students, also in the US, because they become global. We actually have a candidate who we want to train on safety and all those things through our partners. She's working in Australia now. We hope she will be back, but we try to take this to they can take all the three steps that we can get. So it becomes very, very, very difficult. And when the testing are actually going to produce a regular ball, we can, and Gina will check the technique that we can do that. She's working for us. I think I can leave it there. And then on the where we did water and substance, actually, most of the day we did the demo trust in the Department of Water Services. See there, so those who didn't have the problem, but that is there. So we can replicate that in Kuka if there is a need. But I think people were to look at recombination and desalination because I don't think the catchment area was sufficient to provide enough water. It means this is that they may use the roof at another carpet or something like that, but then they use catchment there. Then you pass water from there into the irrigation. Where the substation just bring in the seawater and those low technologies, I think it's a very easy. That's what they do as well, to find the bit of petrol cheaper than the bit of water, because it's desalinated. So that's really the problem they know. And when you look at the way of the ways and kind of technology, we don't think it's possible. So we just have to assess the impact that we give to them and what is going to impact the energy. And then maybe they have to say, okay, this decision is going to choose the destination, we have a new water for other reasons. And the 10 other problems where we support CSR, we said that actually it can be in the Poco, for example, Sunatan, Eastern Gate. The other areas where we may not have had provided support is that we have not got a proposal. Because we base everything, we go through a committee that addresses the proposals, how are they going to benefit the community, are they contributing to our education, health, everything I highlighted there. I think the only thing we have done in other areas was more to sponsorship. We have already proposed, in fact, we have looked at that we have done substantially in these processes, but the government has not engaged this day. I think our friend, there are too many companies which are able to be there now. So we will, and then we look at the proposed areas, and then propose.
upset. And this time next year when I'm here, we'll be coming to the north, the smart, because it was the one year in the office. The other thing for that one, this year we had a woman where the plant is down for plant maintenance. That's the first one. And also, as one would expect, the silver of the first commodity price is sufficient, sometimes the carrier of the financial group, they have improved now. And also, again, as we always mentioned in our main presentation, that the issue of all indigenous feedstock is a challenge. In that we no longer more of it than previously. So those will be the contributing factors. However, on the part of management, the East and the R process, which are aimed at cost cutting and bringing to the business awareness that the things are no longer the same. So this current financial year, my CEO has indicated that he does not like and that is true. In that, in our policy, when they come to health, we are very conservative. We will not go up and say, okay, fine, we anticipate the crude price to fall, so therefore this will entirely go up to the market entirely at the price of the crude price at the current level. However, for no commitment, we will get into what you are called forward exchange contracts. On a regular basis, we review what our foreign exchange commitments are, against what our foreign exchange inflows are. Whatever gap we have in looking at when are those payments due, we will go and buy a currency for that, or we will not have a because there's more inflows than outflows. So that for the line, unlike other companies who will have a part of their business with us on it. Again, another reason is for us that would introduce others. Because we, as I indicated, that we are a single revenue generating asset. So if we were to hedge our business, then that asset is down. So we cannot make those commitments because we have nothing to generate. So it's for those many other reasons that we adopt a very conservative hedging
strategy. And then on the expectation, what are your regards on the jobs on the non-economic side? We have done a lot of macroeconomic modeling, but I'm thinking to the micro and is responsible for the book of the finance.
Thank you. I think it's true that the job counting is always difficult in itself. So the best thing we have applied in our mind is to have robust studies and background of the numbers. So, and then apply also common